driving you home every weekday afternoon. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Time now to welcome my guest for today. Becky Hawker is here to talk about the Cherry Hinton Festival, which comes up next month. Hello, Becky.
Hello, Julian.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, it's not just one day, it's the whole week leading up to like a big day, if you like.
That's right, yes. There'll be a whole week of events, but what I'm here to talk to you about today specifically is the big event on that Saturday, the 20th of September, which we're calling the Festival Family Fun Day. It's going to be an amazing event. It's going to take place, starts at midday and then ends at about 5 o'clock in the evening on the recreation ground in Cherry Hinton. So it's really easy to get to, right on the high street.
I guess everybody knows Cherry Hinton, it's always in the news because of the folk festival.
That's
so
right,
the fact
yes.
there's actually another, you know, large and community-based event there
is
probably a bit of a surprise to some folks.
But more specifically and differently about the folk festival is this one's completely free. So admission is free and the entertainments are free, and it's really just a really good opportunity to get the whole community together and having a marvellous time, and there's going to be some amazing events there as well.
Yeah, what sort of things are you planning?
So the highlight of the festival day on that 20th of September is called the World of Wonder, and it's going to be really hard to explain it to you. I think you just have to turn up on the day, but it's an extraordinary interactive and artistic set of installations that take inspiration from the lost vintage days of the showman and travelling sideshows. There's going to be a couple, as I say, it's really hard to explain.
Oh, go on, have a go.
But there's going to be a couple of highlights there. One's called the Art Cannon, which will be presented by two characters called Side Wicket and Moss Chops, of all things.
They sound very sort of, I can imagine the sort of the very furry sideburns
exactly.
and that sort of thing.
Yeah, they're very strange characters indeed, but they're entertaining, they're a lot of fun. They've also got something called the Showmany Calliope, which is a fire-breathing pipe organ, of all things, that'll be presenting children's comedy, entertainers, magic and music. And then the other thing that's going to be quite interesting to watch and funny, I'm sure, is Clegg-Fu, the healer. Now, he's a comedy character, and he does terrible tarot reading in a non-traditional Reiki, using crystals or bits of Lego, anything he finds lying around, really. And he also gets the audience to take part in a cough, burp, sneeze orchestra. So it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, it sounds quite old-fashioned, really, which is rather nice.
It is. I mean, I've never seen anything like it before, so I, for one, am really excited about seeing it.
Where do you find these people? Are they sort of Cherry Hinton residents, or they come from, I don't know, elsewhere?
They are national performers, and we've got, on the committee, we've got a number of wonderful people volunteering to put this day together, and some of them have some really good contacts in the industry, so that's how they've sourced
it. It always amazes me, you know, you go to, I don't know, some event organised by a PR company, and they find a hotel or a bar which is like tucked away, and you never knew it existed at all. Then all of a sudden, it comes to life. And it's that kind of thing that seems to be going on here, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah. It's going to be amazing. And we've also got a community performance arena as well. So there'll be lots of people coming along from the community.
So you can roll up and do your thing, as it were, for half an hour or so, presuming the audience are happy with it for a full half hour. I guess putting all this thing together, and I know another of the reasons why you're here today is you're looking for stewards, is it? Generally sort of corral people. What sort of things, how many do you need, and what are you looking for them to do?
Well, we are quite short, I think, about between sort of 20 and 30 stewards we need to recruit. They're going to be helping out on the day. Jobs could include welcoming visitors, collecting donations and giving information out to people.
So when we say stewards, you're not necessarily meaning the people wandering around in a day glow jacket. They were games makers, weren't they, called during the Olympics? And
right,
then we also had the equivalent of that when the Tour de France came to Cambridge as well.
Yes, I mean, I suspect that high-vis jackets will feature in this job role, I have to say.
You know, I'm in the wrong business. I really should stop, you know, this DJing lark and maybe go into the production of high-vis jackets.
Yeah.
They get used everywhere.
Definitely. They're a bit overkill at the moment, aren't they? But yes, and because the event is completely reliant on donations and goodwill. We are looking for people to just volunteer some of their time, even if it's just an hour. But ideally, we do need people from between the hours that that it will be open, which is like 12 and 5.
I guess there'll be some sort of briefing. And if you have to sort of, you know, constantly brief different people as they're, yeah, coming on and off, it kind of helps to have people who can help for, well, most of the day, if possible.
And there will be a briefing on the Thursday evening before the event for the stewards to come together and get a bit of training and a bit of a information about what's expected of them. So we're not going to just expect people to turn up on the day and just, you know, go with it. So there will be a briefing beforehand and some training provided.
Does it help if somebody's been a steward at some previous similar event elsewhere?
Definitely. Mm. But really, we're just looking for anyone who's willing and enthusiastic to come and help us out. Oh. And we will provide lunch as well, which is also another bonus.
Always a good reason. Is it one of these things where you absolutely need them? Because I guess there's a certain amount of health and safety requirements that you have to have.
Yes, definitely.
People in their high-vis jackets, making sure that, I guess, people don't go where they shouldn't do for their own sake, because people are stupid, as we know.
Unfortunately so, yes.
It's a great unfortunate thing. But okay, so if somebody wants to get involved and they've got the time to spare, better remind people of the dates, actually, which is probably quite important in all
of
this.
Yep, so the date that we're looking at is Saturday the 20th of September, and it will be, as I say, on the Cherry Hinton Recreation Ground between the hours of 12 and 5. So whatever anyone can donate in terms of time would be fab. And if they want to get in touch with us, the best way is to contact us through the website, which is www.cherryhintonfestival.org. So that's the best way to get in touch with us.
Okay. And a bit of a history lesson. How long has the event been going for? How many years?
Goodness. I think Cherry Hinton first started doing festivals a couple of centuries ago. There was a bit of a lull post-war, I believe. I have to apologise, my history is slightly sketchy in this subject.
Well, I don't know, the fact that you're saying it's been going on for a couple of hundred years is almost good enough as an answer.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think they did try and resurrect it a little bit in the 80s, because I certainly remember going to them as a child, because I grew up in Cherry Hinton myself. But then they stopped again in recent times, and this is the second year, certainly, on the run. That they've been trying to do it. Last year it took place on one of the local school grounds, but this year they're really going to town with it. So,
yeah, it's interesting because there's a lot of them. You know, we've covered, and I know we're going to be hopefully at the Cherry Hinton Festival, I think, as well. But, you know, we've covered a number of local street parties and fairs. It seems to be, you know, even, you know, you say that, you know, it's Cambridge, but even within Cambridge, the city, there's little pockets and people, and they just, you know, want to feel good about their community. And it's the same sort of thing, really. And I never know, do Cherry Hinton people like being called part of Cambridge, or do you prefer to be part of Cherry Hinton?
I don't know. I guess there's all sorts in there, isn't there? People that like it, people that don't.
Yeah.
I have no opinion either way. I like being part of Cambridge. I like being a Cherry Hintoner, so.
Cherry Hintoner, that's a good, I've had to write that down and use that again. Okay, so it's the cherryhintonfestival.org if people do want to get involved, if they can give up some of their time.
And even if they can't give up their time, just to come along on the day, support the event. There'll be, you know, stalls there selling their wares and lots of community groups participating in the event. So it's just going to be an amazing day.
It does sound tremendous fun. Becky, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks
and
for
telling
having
us,
me.
Telling us a little bit about it. That's Becky Hawker telling us about the Cherry Hinton Festival.